all things are of God. All things are of God, 2 Corinthians 5:18. In his outstanding work, The Purposes of God and True Basis of Redemption, Arthur P. Adams wrote, "There is no statement in the Bible that was made by an apostle that is more remarkable and even startling than this statement. When you think of it seriously, it seems as though Paul was very unguarded and careless in his language. We are apt to think that he ought to have modified and limited it in some way, such as, for instance, 'All good things are of God.' But no, Paul makes the sweeping, unqualified statement, 'All things are of God.' Furthermore, so important did Paul consider this truth that he repeats it over and over again. The direct statement is made no less than 6 times in the writings of the apostle. 'For of him and through him and to him are all things,' Romans 11:36. 'There is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things,' 1 Corinthians 8:6. 'All things are of God,' 1 Corinthians 11:12, 2 Corinthians 5:18. 'Him who works all things after the counsel of his own will,' Ephesians 1:11. 'For whom are all things, and by whom are all things,' Hebrews 2:10. Now, was the apostle careless and a little too bold in these utterances, or did he mean just what he said, and are they true, taken full strength? I say, without any hesitation, yes to the two latter questions. The more we learn, the more revelation of God's works and ways, the more we shall understand that, in a sense, absolutely, all things are of God.